Hello and welcome to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Blackrock and Bray. Today we are continuing our sermon series looking at the life of Abraham. When he and Sarah are first promised the birth of their son Isaac, they both say that is impossible. But by the end they see the fullness and the power of God's faithfulness and they learn that nothing is too hard for the Lord. So I pray that this message will give you hope and encourage you to trust in Jesus today. Do you ever find parts of the Bible difficult to believe? Sometimes maybe we read about a miracle or a promise or an aspect of God's character and we say to ourselves, that's impossible. Everyone who lives by faith will face doubts at some stage. And it can be comforting for us to know that even people in the Bible found it difficult to believe the things of the Bible. Today we are continuing our series looking at the life of Abraham. And in today's episode, he and his wife Sarah are told something so wonderful that their initial response was to say, that's impossible. But by the end, they had seen the fullness of the power and faithfulness of God and had learned that nothing is too hard for the Lord. The story of Abraham begins in chapter 12 with God making him promises of land, family, and blessings. And right from the start, these promises seemed impossible. Abraham and Sarah had never been able to have children, and now they were too old. But still, they had faith, and they obeyed God's command to move to a new home. But 24 years passed by, and Abraham did have plenty of adventures, probably more than he was expecting during his retirement years, but a family with Sarah was not one of them. But then in Genesis chapter 17, God appears to Abraham to confirm his covenant. And he says to him, I will bless Sarah, and I will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. And Abraham, he laughs. The idea of a 99-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman starting a family is just so ridiculous and impossible to him that he just breaks out and laughs in disbelief. Then a little while later in Genesis 18, God again says to him, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Sarah hears this, and now it's her turn to laugh. In verse 11, we read, Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure? And their reaction is completely understandable. After all this time, how was God going to do what he says? It seemed impossible to them, so they just laughed at the promise. We can do this in our own way too. We look at the promises of the Bible from a human point of view, and we dismiss them like a bad joke. We look at our problems and we say to ourselves, God can't help me. Or we look at ourselves and think, God won't help me. But God is faithful. Nothing is too hard for him. He can turn the laughter of doubt into the laughter of joy. In Genesis 21, verse 1, we read, Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had said. Promised. At 90 years old, Sarah gives birth to a son. God kept his promise to her and did exactly what he said he would do. She has now received and holds in her arm the promise that she had doubted. And they named the child Isaac, which means he laughs, because God had turned their laughter of disbelief into laughter of joy. Sarah says in verse 6, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. This is a great story. And Romans chapter 15, verse 4 reminds us that all these stories in the Old Testament were written to give us hope and to encourage us as we wait patiently for God to fulfill his promises. There are times in life when our future is uncertain, or our problems seem impossible to be fixed, and our faith can begin to waver, and we find it difficult to believe in the truth of the Bible and to trust in God. But this story shows us that the Lord our God is a faithful God, and he has good plans for our future, and he will keep all his promises to us. We have a reason to hope this morning, because this story shows us that after the waiting comes celebration. If we persevere in our faith in Jesus Christ, then one day we too will hold in our arms all the good that God has promised to give us. And the voice of our doubts and fears will be silenced by the laughter of joy. This story reminds us that God is a faithful God. But more than that, it shows us that God is a powerful God. You see, the main point here is not just that God does what he says, but that God can do what we think is impossible. Giving birth in your 90s is not just unlikely. It is not just improbable. It is, humanly speaking, impossible. Not only is Sarah well past the natural age of childbearing, but she was never able to get pregnant. In fact, the first thing we learn about her in the Bible is that she was infertile and had no children. And in the primitive society that they lived, this meant the end of their family line and was practically the equivalent of death. So the birth of Isaac to an elderly, infertile couple demonstrates the supreme, unlimited power of God. Impossible means nothing to our God. He has the power to do what he has promised, even bring life out of death. The life of Abraham marks the beginning of God's great rescue plan for this world. Through this one man and his family, God was going to bless the whole world. And right at the start, we get a glimpse of what the fullness of that salvation plan will look like. Here in these verses, we see God's resurrection power at work reversing the effects of death. And it's so important that we understand that this story is not just about turning tears into laughter, but it is about turning death into life. God's mission is ultimately not about making sad people happy, or even about making bad people good, but God's mission is to make dead people alive. And what we see in part in this story of Abraham and Sarah and Isaac, we see in fullness in the story of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. When they rolled the stone over the grave where Jesus' dead body laid, everybody thought that was it. It was the end. It was over. Jesus had predicted his death, and he told his disciples that on the third day he would rise again. But nobody believed him. Of course they didn't. It was impossible. Dead people don't walk out of their graves after being there for 3 days. It was impossible. But impossible means nothing to our God. He has the power to do what he has promised. And on the third day, he raised Jesus to life, just as he had said. So when the Bible promises us that all who believe in Jesus Christ will live even though they die, today we can laugh with joy because we know that God will do and he can do what he has said. Impossible means nothing to God. He has the power to do what he has promised. And out of death, he can bring eternal life. So today we can have hope, and today we can trust in him. Let us pray. Faithful God, you turn our mourning into laughter. We praise you that nothing is impossible for you, and that you have the power to do what you have promised. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you died and rose again. We believe. Help us overcome our unbelief. God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in you, so that our hearts overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for listening to this audio recording. For more Church at Home resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.